The Chris Perillo Show's coverage of Northern Voice is brought to you by Microsoft Windows Media. Download Windows Media Player 10 at Microsoft.com/Windows Media.
In the world of blogging, you're either right or you're wrong. And this guy, he's always right. He's Jeremy Wright, and you may remember him because he sold himself, or I should say, his mind on eBay. So Jeremy, could you explain to me why you did it, and I suppose to everybody who doesn't know, what you did?
Well, why don't I start with who I am? I'm Jeremy Wright. I'm a blogger. I'm a blog consultant. I'm a blog writer. I'm a, I don't know, a bit of a jackass.
As are we all.
Yeah, I mean, it's a passion of mine, being a jackass, really. Some would say a sport. I did the whole eBay thing purely out of boredom. I was bored, kind of like Mark Cantor apparently is right now. And I needed some extra cash. And so I looked around my house and I was like, hell, I have no software to sell, I have no books to sell, I have no figurines to sell. All I've got is myself, you know? And so the only thing I could figure out to sell was what I did every day, which is blogging. And to be honest, I figured, you know, $100, we are right for 3 months of blogging. Because, I mean, nobody had ever done it before. What do you pay someone to blog? You know, I mean, paying to be a journalist is one thing, but just to blog? Something else entirely. So I kind of watched it happen. It was interesting. There was a lot of press. Market Watch, Washington Post, a lot of press, which was kind of freaky. And, I mean, auction finished at $3,500 US, which is okay. I mean, it's not like, you know, a journalist's salary, but it's not bad for, you know, a kind of baseline. You know, if everyone was making $1,000 a month from blogging, they probably wouldn't be complaining, right?
And who won?
A company called Inkspress. They do promotional products. And their thing was they wanted to kind of provide a resource for their customers. So their customers are small businesses. So they wanted to provide value to their customers so their customers would remember who they were and hopefully come back and buy their products.
So did this turn into a business model unwittingly?
It turned into a company unwittingly. I did the auction, and then Darren Barefoot, who is another Canadian blogger, also auctioned his services at the same time. His auction finished at about $2,500. Which isn't bad, because he didn't get any of the press that I got. And so the fact that he got 25 was pretty good. And out of that, we kind of started a company called Inside Blogging, because we had so much interest outside the auction and inside the auction that it was like, well, why don't we just, you know, throw up a website and see if anyone comes and visits. And since then, it's become it's what I do full time. I, you know, talk to companies from Mitsubishi to recruiting.com, which is, you know, 2 employees, and help them figure out, you know, what blogs can do for them and talk through all that kind of stuff, which is sometimes fun, sometimes frustrating, but always interesting.
So you have actual clients?
Yeah, we have getting up to 10 clients, I guess, which isn't bad. I mean, it pays my full-time salary. We have 2 staff bloggers who work between 10 and 20 hours a week, and then pays Darren, you know, a fair amount as well. So that's okay.
I'd imagine. I'd hope it would pay a fair amount, considering if all your time is going into this.
I mean, it's one of those things, because it's so new. Some of the contracts are, like, really small, and some of them are quite substantial. And so we're trying to kind of lean towards the quite substantial side of things. But because we're new, we can't turn a lot away, right? So it's evolving.
So it is going to grow.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think we were one of the first companies to be a blog consulting company. Maybe the second or third. But since we started this, there's more than 50 now. And all of them have clients. It's not like they're just saying they're blog consulting companies. They actually have clients. They are making money. I think we're kind of leading the industry, thought-wise and standards-wise and that kind of stuff. But the fact that there's a demand for that many companies shows that it's not just a flash in the bucket to me. It's a new industry to me.
Why do you say that you're leading the pack? You say you've got the edge over all these other companies that are doing it. What is making you all that much better than everybody else? In your words, in your opinion.
I don't think it hurts that, I mean, every article about blog consulting, they're interviewing me. That certainly doesn't hurt from a profile perspective. But I also think that when we talk publicly, we're always saying things like, we're basically, nobody else is defining things like what a blog consulting company does, or what they charge, or, you know, what kind of work they do, which is what they do. But I mean, we publish all that stuff on our blog, and, you know, within minutes, you know, all the other companies have fallen right into line, you know, the, oh yeah, we do that too kind of thing. It's good to see, but it would be nice to see other people kind of pushing the bar as well. So,
and you live here in Canada, in this country. Any plans on expanding into the States?
Well, yeah, I live in Canada. Darren's Canadian. Tris, who's one of the bloggers, is Canadian. And the second blogger is American. Only one of our clients is Canadian. I mean, everyone we talk to is... Only two are American. The rest are around the world. Europe, Japan, Australia. So it's a very multinational kind of thing. It's as companies are... I mean, some people say that companies are waking up to blogs. I almost feel like bloggers are waking up to the fact that companies want to do this and just don't know how. You know, I think that's kind of the niche we're filling right now, is kind of meeting the demand. And there's a lot of demand. So,
do you think it's ever going to stop being such in demand? Like, let's say a lot of web design companies have come and gone. Do you think the same thing's going to happen in this space, the blog consulting space?
I wouldn't be surprised to see it morph. I wouldn't be surprised to see things like PR companies take over this functionality, because it's not rocket science. You know, I mean, you're teaching your companies to relate to customers. You're providing a space for that to happen. You're teaching them about the blogosphere. You're teaching them about technorati. This isn't rocket science. And so a lot of the conversations are repetitive. There's no reason PR companies couldn't take that over. But there was no reason they couldn't have defined the web either. I mean, they could have started doing all the design and development and just outsourcing it and been the single point of contact, but they missed the boat. So I could see it changing, but I could really see PR companies taking it over. I'd be quite happy to be bought out, put it that way.
Oh, so your exit strategy is acquisition.
My exit strategy is either acquisition or to start nailing the contracts we're talking to the Fortune 100s about. Because that would be, I mean, that would set me up for life. So,
well, that would be a good exit strategy. Sounds like you're just beginning.
It really is. And, I mean, some of that's scary, some of that's fun, some of that's, you know, a lot of learning. But, yeah, it's definitely a beginning. It's 3 months old, so.
Wow, you're still just a newborn.
I'm just like learning to walk, you know.
And to think, it all just started because you didn't have figurines to sell on eBay.
I'm just glad I didn't have figurines to sell on eBay. If I'd have a figurine to sell, where would we be today, you know?
That's a good question. Were you instrumental in kind of shaping the way this conference came together?
This conference is totally separate from me. I've gotten to know everyone since it was started, and very well, very great people, but it was totally separate from the whole eBay thing. Because it started playing last summer, so.
Oh, wow. So this conference has actually been in the works for a while.
Yeah, I mean, I think they imagined it being smaller. There's 250 people here, which is fairly large for a first blogging conference. I think they were thinking it might be 50 to 100 kind of thing. But obviously the interest has grown since they first announced it, which is fantastic, really.
Well, it definitely sounds exciting, Jeremy, and I'm sure we'll be in touch. Next time you're down in Seattle and not conflicting with the live program that we're doing, we'll have to hook up.
Very good. Sounds like fun.
Thanks, Jeremy.
No problem.
Listen to the Chris Perillo Show live every Thursday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Pacific, or download archived versions of the show at chrisperilloshow.com.